rings, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Doggy Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Diogenes Smith's contest to find the most honest, kind, and generous person in Pine Ridge moves onward with everyone suspecting everyone else of being one of the five secret deputies appointed to help Diogenes select the winner. Yesterday, Cedric received a phone call from Diogenes which convinced Lum and Abner that Cedric was definitely a deputy. As we look in on the little community today, we find Cedric in the front of the Jot 'em Down store, while Lum and Abner are back in the feed room, cleaning it out for Diogenes to move in. Listen.
Yeah, scrub the floor good, Abner. We don't want a speck of dirt left in the feed room again. Diogenes moves his printing presses and stuff in here.
No! Oh, law me, he'd be able to eat his meals right off the floor. It's so clean, Lum. Push that bucket of water over this way, will you? Hey, wait a minute. Look,
huh?
Look up in front there. Cedric just taking some candy out of the candy case. Doggies, he won't never win the honesty prize that away.
Oh, well, that's all right, Abner. I told Cedric he could take some candy.
Take some for nothing?
My corpse. Don't forget, he's one of Diogenes' deputies.
Oh.
You was in store when Diogenes called him up yesterday, wasn't you?
Yeah, that's right. I forgot, yeah.
Don't you know Diogenes told him to come over to his place and tell him all he knowed about somebody or something?
Yeah.
That's proof right there that he's a deputy.
Why, sure. Hey, go ahead. Have some more candy, Cedric. Have all you want.
Yes, Mom. Wonderful world.
Wonderful world, Cedric. Doggett, I just hope he don't clean up all the candy we got there.
Oh, I don't care if he does. After we win that $10,000, we'll be able to buy $1 million worth of candy if we want it.
Yeah.
Fact is, we might just close up this store, sell it, and retire ourselves.
Yeah, that's a thing to do. Just buy some expensive cars and go fishing, stuff like that all the time. Of course, though, we ain't win the money yet, Lum.
No, but I figure one of us is a dead cinch to win it, as long as we're letting Diogenes have this feed room for his printing shop. That gives us sort of the inside track right there.
It does, huh?
Why, sure. Letting him have the room for nothing shows we're generous.
Yeah.
Fixing it up this way shows we're lending the helping hand.
Sure.
And then having him around here most of the time will give us a chance to show him how honest we are.
Well, what can we do to show him that we're honest, Lum?
Well, I studied up one thing.
He did?
Yeah, on some awful rainy day, I'm going to shortchange somebody 2 cents.
Shortchange them?
And then I'll walk 10 miles through the rain just to return them 2 pennies.
Well, good for you. Yeah, that's a dandy.
Old Honest Lum, I think that's what I'll have people call me. At least during these 3 months of the contest. Old Honest Lum.
Yeah. How does old helping hand Abner sound?
Oh, I don't know, Abner. I reckon we better just concentrate on Honest Lum and get that spread around first.
We had, huh?
Yeah, I'll get Cedric to start calling me that. You know, it ain't going to hurt nothing having Cedric be a deputy.
No. Just so as you don't eat up all our groceries before the 3 months is up.
Thanks, Ed. I've had a few little talks with him already, telling him what a fine, kind feller I am and all such as that.
Well, did you say anything about me?
Hey, Mr. Lum, Mr. Abner.
What is it, Cedric, old boy?
Can I give some candy to a friend of mine?
Why, sure, anything you want, Cedric.
Yeah, the store is yours, Cedric.
Yes, sir, we're awful generous, Cedric.
Yes, Mom, you sure are. Wonderful world.
Wonderful world, Cedric.
Yes, Abner, that's a good invest we're making right there. Giving out a couple of little pieces of candy to win $10,000.
Yes, sir, I believe having Cedric be a deputy is going to work out all right. You know, I almost feel sorrowful for all these other folks that's trying so hard to win Dodge in these contests, Lum.
Well, I don't. Serves them right.
Does, huh?
Well, yeah, they're all being so nice and falling all over themselves to do things for Dodge in these, and you know, dad blame well they don't actually mean it. Just doing it to get the prize.
Of course they are.
Hypocrites, that's what they are.
Yeah, that's just what they are. Hypocrites, nothing else.
Yeah, take Squire Skimp, for instance. There ain't a crookeder feller in this town.
No.
Follers Diogenes around and telling him how honest he is. Even give Diogenes an insurance policy for nothing.
Why, that snake in the weeds.
And that's the way with everybody else. All acting so unnatural kind and generous. Why, now it makes me sick and disgusted.
Yeah, me too. I hate to see it.
Well, come on. We better be getting this feed room fixed up before Diogenes brings his printing presses over.
Yeah.
Hurry up and finish scrubbing the floor so I can put the rug down.
Yeah, we want to get... The rug? We ain't got no rug.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, I brung a rug down this morning.
Huh?
It's out in back there.
Well, where'd you get a rug?
What's the one over at my place? I just thought Diogenes might not like to have to walk around on this bar floor, and be nice to have something soft to walk around on.
Oh, well, don't you need it, Mom?
Oh, no, I can get along without it. I don't walk around the house much.
You don't, huh?
Besides, I can keep my shoes on till just before I get in bed.
Yeah.
I just leave them on, then I'll have them on the next morning, so I won't have to get out on a cold floor.
Well, it's cool weather. It wouldn't hurt you, now. No. Be uncomfort, maybe, but might be a good idea.
Get over Squire Skimp and Ezra Seastrom and all them fellas trying to be so all-far nice to Diogenes.
Me neither. See, Lum, long as we're putting a rug in here, why... Maybe we ought to have a lamp in here for Diogenes, too.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Abner. You know, them others ain't never going to win the prize that way, because Diogenes can see right through them.
Sure.
He can tell they ain't sincere.
Why, of course he can. Maybe we ought to have a chair in here, too, Lum.
Yeah, I believe we ought. Nice big comfort chair.
Yeah.
One he can relax in when he's thinking up what to write in them pamphlets he prints.
Yeah, maybe a couch, too, so he can sort of lay down when he gets tired.
Yeah, Davenport.
Yeah.
Sure. Writing them pamphlets is hard work. Fellow needs a rest when he's doing that kind of work.
Oh, my, yes.
Can you get that couch down here today?
Well, sure. I'll just get the Macmillan boys, bring it over here on their truck. Won't cost much. Well, facts is, as long as they've got such a big truck, why, I believe I'll just have them bring down all our furniture out of the parlor.
Yeah, that's the best idea yet.
Yeah.
May as well make Diogenes real comfort while we're at it.
Oh, it's fine, man.
Get a special table for him to put his lantern on, too.
Yeah.
He prizes that lantern more than every one thing he's got.
Yes, sir. We got just a table for that, too, over there.
Well, good for you.
Hey, Doggy's bringing all my furniture over here ought to win me the prize, oughtn't it?
Well, it ought to win for one of us. I don't think we ought to tell him who brung what, though.
Well, that ain't fair, though, Lum. All you brung is a rug, and look what all I'm bringing.
All right. If you want it that way, I'll just bring over my rocking chair and the bureau. And that moose head I got hanging up on the wall. Grannies, I'll even bring over my bed. That's what I'll do.
Your bed?
Why, sure.
Well, what are you going to sleep on?
Don't worry. I'll find something. Some old sacks or something. It don't matter about me.
Huh.
I just want to see that Diogenes' comfort, that's all.
Well, I don't care. You can bring all that stuff, Lum. Everything you want to. Wait a minute. Where are we going to put all this stuff?
Well, we'll put it right here. That's right. This speed room ain't very big.
Why, of course not. It'll never hold all that, Lum.
My grannies, I know what we'll do. We'll make it bigger.
Make it bigger?
Yes, sir. We'll get some lumber and some carpenters and build an annex onto the feed room. That's what we'll do.
Well, good for us.
And I'll pay for it out of my own pocket, too.
Oh, no, you won't. I'm going to pay for half of it now.
Abner, this was my idea, and I'm going to pay for it.
Not for all of it, you ain't. I'm just as kind and generous as you are.
Oh, no, you ain't,
I
Abner.
Am.
Ain't no use you trying to make Diogenes think you are, because he can see right through things like that. He's got a second or a third sight or something like that.
I don't care how many sights he's got, I'm going to pay my share of that annex. Don't forget, I own half of this store. Wait a minute. What's going on up in front there?
What's the trouble?
Looky there. I reckon what that Cedric's doing there.
For goodness sakes, he's got about 100 youngins up there. Goodness, they're lined up clean across the street there.
Yeah, look there. Why, they're carrying away candy and groceries and stuff, Lum.
Wait a minute. Cedric, come back here a minute, Cedric.
Come here, Cedric.
Yes, Mom.
Come on back here. Careful what you say to him now, Lum. Don't forget, he's a deputy.
Yeah, I know it. More than likely, I have to let him get away with it, whatever he's doing.
Yeah.
Blame it. Find out.
Yeah.
Wonderful world.
Wonderful world, Cedric.
Yeah, wonderful world. What are you doing up there, Cedric?
Yeah, what do you mean, giving them youngins all that stuff?
Well, you said I could have everything in the store, but I couldn't use all of it myself, so I'm giving some of it away. Boy, it's fun, too. Wonderful world.
Oh, wonderful world.
Yeah, but Cedric, that's going a little too far now. Wait a minute here. Hold on. Just because Diogenes appointed you one of his deputies ain't no sign you can take advantage of.
No, sir.
Deputies? I ain't been appointed no deputy. At least not that I know of.
Huh?
You mean you ain't no deputy, sure enough, Cedric?
No, Ma.
Yes, you are, too. You ain't fooling us. What about that phone call you got from Diogenes yesterday asking you to come over and tell him something?
Oh, that. Oh, he just busted his lantern and he wanted me to tell him how to fix it. That was all.
Well, why didn't you tell us what he wanted instead of letting us go around here thinking you was a deputy?
Yeah, that's what I say.
Don't forget, wonderful world.
A wonderful world.